Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station for all of Salem Media around the country. And thank you for listening. So many people listen as we stream around the country and around the world. Rome, I know you're listening, and I love you. AM970TheAnswer.com. One of the great honors and joys of doing this radio show, with a shout-out to my bosses at Salem, is being able to bring to the airwaves gentlemen like Colonel Douglas McGregor. This is a tough guy. He knows the military. He speaks from the heart, and he does not have to come on the show. He comes on out of respect for you listening, knowing that how many people are listening these days. And, Colonel, it is always a privilege to bring you to the airwaves, sir. Welcome and a happy Friday to you.
Hey, same to you, Joe.
Great to have you with us. Can we talk about Afghanistan, Colonel? And I can't even begin to keep up with you, Colonel McGregor. You know what you're talking about. You know, you're the expert, sir, a retired United States Army colonel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, author, senior fellow at the American Conservative. But there's a bit of hawk in me, sir, because of my dad serving in the United States Army Air Corps in the Second World War. And I know he always, you know, come on, we'll bomb him, you know, with that mentality. But if we pull out of Afghanistan, does that there's a fear that we will open ourselves up to vulnerability to China, because the border, there is part of the border of China that goes along Afghanistan. We shouldn't worry about that, sir?
No. In fact, it's going to make life a lot worse for the Chinese, along with the Russians, the Iranians, and others in the region.
Wow.
We have to turn over this terrible problem of dealing with criminality in Afghanistan to the people in the region. Just keep something in mind. This is something no one ever tells the American people. When we first went into Afghanistan, there was no drug trade per se. In other words, no heroin industry.
Really?
And we allowed it to essentially bounce back. The Taliban had said it was un-Islamic, and therefore they crushed it. We brought it back to the point where now there are over 400,000 Afghans employed in the heroin industry. And that heroin largely goes into China, into Central Asia, into Russia, into Iran. Some of it does reach Mexico and find its way into the United States, but the vast majority of it really threatens the countries that I just mentioned. So you've got a country which is essentially chaotic, disorderly. It's not even a country. It's just an organized crime center. And it's gotten worse under us. It's time for us to get out. And I think we'll be surprised at some of the things that are done to deal with it. And frankly speaking, I think some of the measures that will be taken will be far harsher than anything we would do. And that's probably a good thing.
So, again, going back to the border of China, you said it'll be tougher on China. How so? Does Afghanistan maybe cause skirmishes there?
Remember that you've got Central Asian republics, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, all of these things in Central Asia. Everything that happens in Afghanistan has an impact there. Remember that Afghanistan, we talk about Afghans, but in reality there are multiple ethnicities or races that live in that country. Most of them are connected through family, through clan, tribe, history, to peoples to their north. All of the drugs that we're talking about don't have to go through this narrow little strip of land that connects to China. They can go straight up into Central Asia, go right across Central Asia, and frankly right into Xinjiang and other places in the eastern part of China, where the Uyghurs live, as you know, that are very closely connected to Uzbeks and others that live in Afghanistan and Central Asia. And from there, the drugs pour into China and do enormous damage.
Wow. Douglas McGregor, Colonel Douglas McGregor with us. And Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is going to now take over. What do you give your thoughts on that,
ridiculous.
Please, Colonel?
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Look, Al-Qaeda, which is still with us, has been eclipsed by all sorts of different Islamist organizations that have grown up largely in response to some of our actions in many countries, and simply because it's become a rallying point against all foreigners. The bottom line is that by having forces on the ground in many of these places, like Afghanistan, we've actually made matters worse for ourselves. And Americans are not told that. They're told the opposite. But the truth is that by being there and providing not only targets to the enemy, but also a visual presentation that says, look, Americans are here. They're imperialists. They're trying to change us. They're destroying our culture. They're attacking our religion. You just go down the list. Many of these organizations have profited. So it's time to stop it and get out of the way. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have the means, thanks to intelligence and surveillance reconnaissance, basically from seabed to space, to monitor what's happening and to deal decisively with what we think might be a threat to us. But the truth is, 99% of what's going on in Afghanistan threatens people in the region, not us.
Colonel, when I see, and then this is just conjecture, I don't know that this is fact, you will know that Joe Biden is pushing Iran, China, and Russia together, and just not working with them, and for whatever reason, he's just treating Iran too lightly. Is there a fear there that is warranted, sir?
Well, let's be frank. The people that are currently running the show in Washington are just ideologues. But remember that ideology is really the secular variant of religion. And this ideology that they've adopted is this globalist view of the world where the entire world has to be reshaped in our image. See, Donald Trump was a practical man. He wasn't interested in transforming other people's societies into reflections of our own. If you listen to Blinken at the State Department, even to the president, frankly, anybody speaking for the administration, it's a throwback to this era. Well, we've got to go in and force the Afghans to let little girls go to school and not have to wear hoods over their heads and things like that. Well, that's not why American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines put their lives on the line. If they go somewhere and they put their lives on the line, the expectation is that we have a vital strategic interest that justifies it. That doesn't seem to occur to them. So as a result, if you blanket the world with this sort of ideological mentality, which is what they've done, everyone is your potential enemy. And you know what? They're succeeding. And the Chinese and the Russians have lots of reasons to distrust each other and dislike each other. He's given them every reason in the world to treat one another as a vital ally.
Yes.
And when you look at Iran as a country, we've been listening to people for, you know, the last two decades beat the drums for war against Iran. We've listened to exaggerated claims that Iran was about to produce a bomb and Israel was going to be destroyed, on and on and on. Well, none of that has happened. And the truth of the matter is that the population of Iran doesn't give a damn about the government, dislikes the government, is sick to death of living in poverty and misery, would like to get rid of it. But they're not armed, and they're dealing with something called the Iranian Republican Guard Corps, or Revolutionary Guard Corps. And this Guard Corps is just an internal organized crime syndicate that's making lots of money at the expense of the population, controlling everything that goes in and comes out of the nation. But this radical Islam, which is the reason that we feared Iran to begin with, is largely absent from the population. In fact, talking very recently to someone back from Iran, this individual has been there for many, many years off and on, said to me just the other day, you know, the most positive development in Iran has been that the population is sick of Islam. They want nothing more to do with it.
Wow.
And we're not hearing these things because there are people that want to bring on this conflict. Now, there's one other thing that we need to keep in mind. We keep talking about Iran. We're losing sight of Turkey and what's happened in Turkey. And Turkey is very different. Turkey has become increasingly this Sunni Islamist power under Mr. Erdogan, who has dreams of reconstituting the Ottoman Empire in the region. And the Turkish people are overwhelmingly behind him. And he has powerful armed forces. The Iranian armed forces are just a pathetic joke. And the Iranians are in no position to attack anybody. But Mr. Erdogan is. And the number one target for him in the region is Israel. Not for purposes of stirring up support or hatred against Israel. It's for the purpose of absolutely destroying it. We are talking about Turkey. We are not paying much attention to it. Mr. Biden and his friends don't know what to do about it. The Israelis have begun to wake up to it. And here's a good piece of news. Turkey wants to control northern Iraq. It wants to control all of Syria. It wants to spread out across the region. And its principal enemy in the region, other than Israel, is Iran, because the Iranians are Shiites. And the Iranians are very concerned about the Turks. An Israeli general said to me many years ago, "You know, Douglas, when your enemies are killing each other, don't interrupt." Well, I think we should get out of the way and let the Iranians and the Turks go at it instead of shutting it down.
Sure.
And this is thinking is absent with these boys in the White House.
We hear you loud and clear, Colonel. A great impression, by the way. Great Israeli impression. I love that. That was right on the money, Colonel. Colonel Douglas McGregor getting impressions. You know what? You speak the truth. Because you're so true. It's so true to a layman, not to an expert like yourself, Colonel. I'm watching what comes out of the White House. And it seems like it's like old even Reagan days. Like, we know what's best. We're going to tell you what's best. And they really aren't getting a handle on exactly what's happening within the difficulties. And they're leaving, to your point, Israel wide open. And why does not Joe Biden feel an allegiance, and this is my opinion, toward Israel? Or am I mistaken here?
Well, I don't think it's a question of allegiance. I think he doesn't understand Israel's position along with ours. You know, interestingly enough, the Israelis will be very blunt with you and tell you they have excellent relations with Russia. And Mr. Putin has sat and spent many, many hours and days with Israeli leaders, which is one of the reasons that if you watch carefully what's happened in Syria, the Russians have made it abundantly clear to the Iranians and to their Syrian allies that if you're going to come into this country, we're not going to help you, we're not going to support you, we're not going to work with you. And they've stood aside and allowed the Israelis to come in and attack as necessary to secure Israel's borders. So Israel has a good relationship with the Russians, and I think there's a reason there for cooperation between us and the Russians, because the Russians and we actually share many of the same enemies in the region, which is what the Israelis will tell you. But you're dealing, again, with this White House and with an administration that sort of treats the world as a giant kindergarten, and they see themselves as the principal kindergarten teacher. And so they run around saying, "Now, children, you need to behave, and this is what you have to do today." It's absurd. People are tired of it. They're not getting anywhere with it. And you can't turn to China and do the same thing. I mean, look, there are a lot of things we don't like about the Chinese. Donald Trump's solution to the China problem was, let's decouple from them. Let's stop doing business with them. That makes infinite sense. He also wanted to ship large numbers of these Chinese students in the country and engineers and scientists home. Get them out of here. That made sense.
Yeah. Yes.
But this administration wants to scold China and teach them to be good little liberal Democrats. This is a nation, of course, the oldest continuously surviving civilization on the planet, that has a Confucian society, and they're about to change and become liberal Democrats on the Western model. This is absurd. What they do understand is business. And what Donald Trump was doing made sense from that standpoint. But when you act like a fool, which is what Blinken and his companions did with the Chinese, you lose all respect. And they'll just double down and be worse in business than they've ever been. And that's what's already happening.
Colonel Douglas McGregor, he is the man. You got to check out his wonderful books, Transformation Under Fire, Warrior's Rage, Margin of Victory. And you know what, Colonel, all the awards that you have won, Defense Superior Service Medal, Bronze Star, I'm humbled to talk to you. And now you do good impressions. You're making me feel like, who am I? That was very impressive, Colonel. You know, we love it. I got to tell
you. Now will you do something for me?
Yes,
will you
sir.
Tell the guys that showed up at my door this morning with guns and told me I was going to be on your show to leave? You know,
I will, sir.
That's not necessary. You need to stop that, Joe.
Duly noted. Duly noted, Colonel. Thank you. Thank Colonel, with great respect and great appreciation. Just spending time with you is just a real privilege for all of us. So thank you, sir. Please come back soon.
All right, Joe. Bye-bye.
All the very best, sir. Colonel Douglas McGregor. He's got a great sense of humor. If that's not like sitting down and with a professor of geopolitics, I don't know what is. And we appreciate the Colonel's service to this country. Hey, Joe on the radio. Tom Fitton's coming up 20 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. We're coming right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Collision on the FDR southbound quickly cleaned up. All lanes are back open. Approaching 96th Street, still a very heavy ride from the Triborough Bridge. We've got an accident on the LIE eastbound. One lane down, approaching Queens Boulevard. You are jammed there from 80th Street. Another hit on the Belt westbound, taking out a lane by Lefferts Boulevard. After that, not too bad, heading over to the Verrazano. You've got some slowdowns heading across the East River at the Brooklyn Bridge, making your way into Brooklyn. Delays on the Bruckner southbound, approaching the Sheridan. That long-term roadwork in the area slowing you down. Outbound George, construction on the upper deck, taking out the right lane till about 1:30. Over on the inbound side, you might need about 5 minutes heading into the tolls using the upper level, lower level nice and quiet. Great ride inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Alternate side in effect today. Mix of sun and clouds this morning, giving way to cloudy skies this afternoon, close to 65 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees a targeted attack.
I consider Rudy Giuliani a personal friend and without a doubt, one of the greatest Americans living today. What we are witnessing is the political targeting of individuals who fight for the truth.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Curtis Sliwa. We can't afford to elect another dope from Park Slope like Bill de Blasio. That's why I'm running for mayor. To support and refund the police and to take back the streets and subways from the criminals. To do that, I need your support to reach our goal by the end of the week. Go right now to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. Your contribution will help save our city at CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Paid for by Curtis Sliwa for Mayor.
Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd returns this weekend to its usual half-hour broadcast. This new season will kick off with honored guest, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. As the pandemic crisis was grabbing hold of our city, Senator Schumer was the last guest on the March 13, 2020 edition of Reaching Out. That broadcast received high acclaim and even a special award, the Matt Daugherty and Gwen Wells Award for Excellence in Broadcast Media and Communications from Metro New York's Labor Communications Council for its valuable service at a time when COVID-19 was the subject on everyone's mind. Now in his new leadership role as Senate Majority Leader, you'll hear Senator Schumer talk about the challenges of both the year that was and the years going forward. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd with very special guest, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
What? I can't. Joe on the radio telling you about...
Thank you, sweetheart.
What are we doing? Balance 7, you said, Al?
Oh, yeah, please. Only six times. It's 7. Balance 7.
I got this great picture. I'm going to send you a picture. Tweet the picture, and you can talk about it if you will. It's appropriate, but it's hysterical, and it will make you laugh, Albert. And we need to laugh. Balance 7, if you go to balance7.com, by the way, you go to balance7.com, you got to use the code Joe, all right? So we want you to try this. They have like this empty bottle guarantee. If you don't feel that Balance 7 is working for you, just send the empty bottle back for a full refund. But you got to use the word code. If you go to balance7.com, you save 10 bucks, you get free shipping with the code word J-O-E. Balance 7 helps you your body regain its pH balance, right? And it worked very well for me. I'll tell you that right now. Most people find that within 3 days of drinking Balance 7, they begin to have more energy, greater clarity of thought, feel healthier overall. And we don't want you to miss out on this great 3-day health challenge. You order your 1-month supply at balance7.com. Put in the code Joe. That's me. Save 10 bucks off your first order and receive free shipping. They've sold already 6 million units worldwide. It's wild. Talk to the fellas down there and a bunch of great guys. And we want you to try Balance 7 risk-free with that empty bottle guarantee. Save now with code word Joe. Again, balance, the number 7.com. You save $10 plus get free shipping with the code word Joe.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough tonight at 7.
On the radio. Oh, it is Friday, 9:25. Tom Fitton is the man, president of Judicial Watch. Hey, Tom, welcome back to the show. Always great to have you with us, man.
Thank you for having me, Joe. Appreciate it.
Well, we love that you're fighting. You know, sometimes we feel like we're just a little group, and I see that on social media, people go, Joe, thanks for fighting. And I'm just a small group of folks, of peaceful patriots that just want to do the right thing. But you step into the courtroom. And how are things going down there? And what is Judicial Watch fighting as we speak, Tom Fitton?
Well, we were just in court trying to stop a sanctuary policy from being endorsed essentially by the courts or being given a pass by the courts. They're giving taxpayer cash to illegal aliens.
Yep.
In a suburb outside of Washington, D.C. And we just sued the Biden administration for records on any abuse of children in these migrant facilities that are being overrun as a result of Biden's decimation of border security. So it's, you know, just basic investigative work.
Yep.
Asking questions that sometimes the media, you know, in theory, the media should have been asking, but it's left up to Judicial Watch, as you point out, to kind of stand in the gap on oversight over our nation's government and try to make sure the government follows the law.
God bless you for doing that, Tom, because I'm telling you, as we always support our Border Patrol, certainly. The kids, no one's talking about the kids. I mean, it's an affront, because these kids are just, they're just pawns of the coyotes, the cartels, the human traffickers, and they come in, and Joe Biden, where's the compassion? And you're suing the Biden administration on mistreatment of these children. God bless you for that, Tom. Why isn't the news media covering this, for God's sake?
Oh, because they support open borders, and to the degree that there are children involved, they don't like the bad PR associated with it. So they're happy to enable the Biden administration's covering up of this scandal. I mean, you know, when it comes to human trafficking and the trafficking of children,
yes,
I'm an abolitionist.
Yeah.
And instead, though, our government is enabling it, using your tax dollars to further it. And in the case of the abuse, you know, they've had this reckless approach to the border, which has resulted in children being placed in harm's way. And we want to uncover what's going on.
Yeah. And I wonder how the judges or the courts will react to your lawsuit. You know, we're losing so much confidence in the Supreme Court. We thought we were doing OK. But with Justice Roberts there and the recent decisions, do you go to a Supreme Court, appellate court, or is this a district judge?
Well, this is, you know, we're at the lower federal court. There's, think of the court having three levels, the lower courts, the regular federal court judges, and then the appeals of that. And then the Supreme Court on top of that, more or less. So we're with a regular federal court judge here in District of Columbia, and we're arguing about documents and just trying to get access to documents. So hopefully it doesn't become a federal case, although it already is, but you know the phrase.
Yeah,
But the fact is, you got to sue to get the time of day from the government. That's for sure.
It's so true. You got to keep us posted on that. This is a great story. That this is a story that you're doing, what you're doing for those children. And again, it transcends all politics. And it would be a great story, like a documentary style, to see what happened. Because I am so frustrated, Tom. That's why we appreciate when you jump on the air. I want folks kind enough to listen to understand. It's not them. They're not wrong. What's happening in the White House? I just shake my head when they're telling us, oh, they're causing. They're restricting voting rights with these new voting laws. And you and I go, wait, no, that's not the story. They lie right out of the White House. And they just keep going. And they told us how bad Donald Trump is. It's worse now than ever. Does Joe Biden get it? Or is he really that out of it from what you see down there inside the Beltway, Tom?
Well, you know, we're not allowed to ask the question as to whether he has a cognitive challenge. So let's just presume he's responsible for everything that's going on, including the destruction of our border. You know, Donald Trump was impeached for fraudulent reasons, if you want to talk about impeachment, this is what you impeach presidents over. Amen. You know, I don't know if you saw the numbers yesterday, Joe, but deportations have essentially stopped. I think it was 2,000-3,000 deportations in the last month.
Yeah,
And normally it's multiples of that. They've essentially stopped deporting illegal aliens who are here contrary to law.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, too, again, thanks for your time, man, because I'm just riffing here on a Friday. Because you know what gets me crazy? I opened up today, the cops in New York, they finally found this cockroach gang member that killed this one-year-old at a Brooklyn barbecue, you know? This beautiful child, Devel Gardner. This president in Biden, you know, I was a former lifelong Democrat. We'd always go, and forgive me if you're listening, I know I ranted about this earlier, but I got Tom Fitton on the phone, and I thought maybe Tom could show us how we could tackle this problem. They're abandoning the stressed areas of America. They're not only abusing the children coming in the border, in my opinion, the Biden administration, they're abandoning everything. When I was a Democrat, that's what we were for. Let's help the most stressed in the world, the inner cities. And I know that I sound like a bleeding heart liberal, but I was I'm an independent now, but that's the right thing to do. Is there a law suit that you could file against this administration for just using the stressed areas for votes? Not helping them at all, allowing this poor kids like this one-year-old Devel Gardner getting killed in Brooklyn. Tom, I wonder if there's something legally we could do with the administration in that regard.
Yeah, well, you know, initially that sounds like more of a de Blasio issue, a war on police at the local, and as you point out, the national level.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse under Biden, and this is what we're looking at very carefully, and you know, we plan to investigate further. Is that they're coming in under the Justice Department to try to investigate big city police departments and essentially put them under their thumb through a consent decree, which would essentially, all that sort of police reform, that means just the end of policing as you know it, would be implemented through the back door through the Biden Justice Department. So be warned, Joe, it's coming to a big city near you.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe
they already have one against St. Louis, and they're obviously investigating Minneapolis in just using these recent incidents there as an excuse to have the feds come in and run your local city police department.
Yeah, and the end game, just power and control with the regressive socialist in the White House. Yes, Tom?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, and you highlight the fact that, you know, we aren't on the side of law and order. And when you're on the side of law and order, you're on the side of illegal aliens who are outside the law and therefore aren't protected. When you're on the side of law and order, you're on the side of those communities who are victimized by crime.
That's right.
And those are not the wealthy neighborhoods. Those are the poorer neighborhoods. We are on the side of the people.
Yeah.
The left is an enemy of law and order and public safety. We have to be blunt about it.
Yeah, Tom, right on the money. Thanks for the fight, though, Tom. You put your money where your mouth is, your effort where your mouth is. You show up, and we appreciate your fight, Tom Fitton. Please come back soon and keep us posted, and Godspeed in all that you're doing, Tom Fitton.
You're welcome, Joe. Appreciate the talk.
Thank you. Yes, sir, indeed. A president of Judicial Watch is a man who actually steps into the arena when something's wrong like that. But do we hear about it? This should be a lead story. That's what we try to bring you every day on the radio here, because I'm seeing it. You and I see it. We peel it back. We go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. We're good people. We believe in the country, but the most stressed are getting hurt under what is a democratic regime, and aren't they supposed to help those people? And it takes somebody like Tom Fitton to step up, and now he's bringing a lawsuit because of how? Why? Because of the way they're treating illegals coming in. Illegals coming in. Our hearts go out to the illegals. Apparently, the administration just plain does not care. All they want, power, control, and votes. Give me a break. 9:33, Joe on the radio. Al's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York City Council is discussing legislation that would further restrict Times Square costume characters. They make money by posing for photos with people, but there's been numerous complaints over the years that they harass people and demand money. Right now, they are restricted to certain zones, but loopholes in the law allow them beyond their zones and into the Manhattan Theater District nearby. Councilman Keith Powers has proposed legislation to create a pedestrian safety zone in the theater district where performers would be banned. Bidding is now underway for a space flight in July. Blue Origin is accepting bids for a July 20th flight on the new Shepard rocket, and the winner of a sealed bid auction that ends May 19th will be one of the first passengers. An unsealed round of bidding will begin on May 19th with a live auction, winding up the contest on June 12th. The new Shepard rocket and capsule combo will fly six space travelers to suborbital space more than 62 miles above Earth. That's high enough to experience a few minutes of weightlessness and to see the curvature of the planet before the pressurized capsule parachutes back to Earth. Blue Origin is owned by billionaire Jeff Bezos and will donate proceeds from the auction to Club for the Future, and that is a youth-focused foundation that aims to inspire kids to study science and technology. In sports, Astros over the Yankees 7-4. Mets beat the Cardinals 4-1. Kyrie Irving dropping 45. Not enough, though. Nets fell 113-109 to the Mavericks in Dallas. Bruins shut out the Rangers 4-0. Blue Shirts were also fined $250,000 by the NHL after they called for the Department of Player Safety head George Parros to be fired this week. And the Devils, they edged the Islanders by the final of 2-1. More of the Joe Piscopo Show in just moments, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Save up to 45% on PCs with Windows 10 Pro, plus business docs, monitors, and more. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, during pandemic, we thought we had it pretty tough here in the New York tri-state area. Remember the lines for toilet paper and paper towels and basic things like Clorox wipes? We thought our life had been upended and totally turned around in such a way that it was never going to return back to normal. Yet here we are, about a year later. Slowly, it's getting there. No matter what we went through, I want you to think about the young people in Central and South America that endured multiple hurricanes. In fact, some of the countries in Central America, two Hurricane Sandy-sized hurricanes hit within 13 days of each other, within just a few miles of each other. And in that region of the world, the food crisis, which was already very, very tough, got worse. In fact, there are 703 children on this waiting list, and your gift of $37 will provide one of them food for the next 6 months. Would you call right now, 855-919-4673, or go online to am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor, because I love telling you about Relief Factor. I tell you about Kent from Arkansas. I tell you about William from California. I tell you about Joe from New Jersey. That's me, lady. That's me. You know what? 3-week quick start. Boom. I start on it because, you know, I said, we're in this together. I know Pete and Seth for years. I go, let's do this Relief Factor thing. And I try it, and I'm telling you, got to my house quickly, couple days, easy, and I try the 3-week quick start, and it's only $19.95, and you know what? Boom, out of pain in 5 days. 5 days! And you hear, like this guy Ken, he's been on it for a year, he's been taking Relief Factor, been out of pain ever since. So if you're in pain, or you're grumbling about pain, you know, and I don't mean to, because I do it too, you know, you go, oh my God, yeah, I'd love to, my shoulder, oh, my knee, and you really end up whining like that, like Doug Weiner a little bit, you know what? Get the Relief Factor for the person who's complaining as a present. It's less than $20, right? $19.95. You go to relieffactor.com or you call 800-500-8384 for Mom's Day. You know, you can present, look, Mom, it's coming in a couple days. Here it is. Or Dad for Father's Day. Isn't that great? Try it. Episcopo's been talking about it. Let's try it. We want to get you out of pain. Because it worked for me in 5 days, and it worked for thousands, literally thousands of people, not just Kent, not just William, not just me, worked for thousands of people. I think it'll work for you. Try it. With the 3-week quick start, please, $19.95. Relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Al's banging his head. Al's doing the heavy metal thing right now. Can you feel it? Can you hear it? Yep.
He grew out a mullet.
Metal on AM radio, baby. Here we go. Come on now. I'll tell you, Al.
Wish I still had my long hair.
Great song. Great music, but it is kind of like devil music a little bit.
Listen, it's not devil music. Not devil music.
Listen, I'm a Megadeth fan. You know that. We've talked about it a million times. And Megadeth, one of the great groups of all time, I'm telling you. Do they do that anymore? Do they have the concerts with the banging in the heads and
yes,
everybody?
Yes, of Metallica. Course they do. Yes, yes.
You know, now, you're right.
The thing
you're
about right. Megadeth, you see, you love Megadeth, right? So Dave Mustaine was a founding member of Megadeth, of Metallica, excuse me.
Right, okay.
Mustaine is still getting paid royalties from Metallica songs. He wrote most of the first four albums of Metallica. The first album that he was not credited was, I believe, And Justice for All, which came out in 1990. Mm-hmm. So all those albums that they were successful in the 80s, Dave Mustaine got writing credits on every single one of them.
Cool.
And he was kicked out of the band. He was having alcohol and drug issues, and that's why they kicked him out
of
the band.
Man, if you're having alcohol and drug issues in a heavy metal band, you know you're doing bad.
It takes a lot. So there you go.
We wish him all the best. We wish him all the best.
Absolutely.
Hey, let me get some calls in because we appreciate you checking in. 877-970-2999. Let me go to Joe if I can. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Thanks for taking a call, Joe. Listen, Joe, I know you want Sinatra songs for Sunday, for Mother's Day, but I got a song for you that I know you would like for your mother and other people, other mothers.
Yeah.
Mama by Connie Francis.
Yeah, you're good. You know what? I got to tell you something. Joe, you're so right on the money. I found that song, and it's on the list. And I'm telling you something. I cannot believe that how talented Connie Francis is. I'm telling you. That song, Mama, by Connie Francis, if you haven't checked it out, by the way, if you're older and you want to hear how to sing a song with passion with beautiful Italian lyrics, check out Connie Francis, Francanero. I'll tell you, Jersey Girl, unbelievable how that song is. Joe, right on it. We're on it. And it is the perfect Mother's Day song, Mama by Connie Francis. And by the way, you're older. You got to do your research. Please, please. I see these kids today not doing the research. You look down, you study history, and you'll understand things a lot better. Hey, Joy, thanks for calling. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Joe. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, Joe.
Yes.
You're the reason, I feel better in the morning.
Oh.
You're the only one saying the good things. I keep telling my children, could you please put Joe Piscopo on? But of course, they're all so busy. But anyway, I wanted to say, you know, we cannot stay talking to ourselves. We have to talk, even though we think we're hitting against a stone wall. I call Schumer. I call the White House. I call them all. It's good to annoy, you know, that little drop of water sometimes. So they know that there's a lot of people out here who don't agree with what they're doing. And so we have to let them know.
You know what? You're so on the money, and thank you, Joy. Thank you for being involved. And that what we try to do every morning is just really pragmatically and objectively to put the facts out there. And yes, we get fired up, but I talk about things that I don't see on the news, because the news, I decided last night, you know how President Trump always said it's fake news, and he was absolutely right. They create the news. They create the narrative. So I saw a couple shows yesterday, and they were on, and they were covering stories that you and I are going, like, well, this is a story. This is the top story. So it's quiet. The news companies, the news media creates that. If they want it to be quiet, they will make it quiet, and nothing, quote unquote, will happen. Nothing. But we know what's going on, and we got to deal with it, and we got to vote right, and not give up, and not show up. Don't not show up when you vote. Don't get discouraged. You got to show up. But I'm telling you, they create the narrative. So, as a matter of fact, like the point I'm making in your life, if you don't watch the news and you don't watch it, you're much happier. You are much happier. You'll be, you know, speaking Mandarin in about 5 years. But what's that? No, I'm being facetious. But really, the country is slipping away. And if you want to get into the fight like us, it's great. But if you don't watch the news, you don't get upset. You don't think, oh, nothing's happening out there. That's the narrative that the mainstream media has created. No news. because they'll what Tom Fitton and I were just talking about, what Colonel McGregor and I were just talking about this hour. This is vital information. And I'm a student. I mean, Colonel McGregor is a great patriot, knows what he's talking about when it comes to geopolitics. Tom Fitton steps up in the courtroom and fights the administration. And that's what we have to do. When you think about what's happening on the border, in the inner cities, why isn't anybody doing that? And Joe Biden doesn't mention God when it's National Prayer Day. If this isn't a red flag, think about it. Taking away free speech. Okay, they're checking that off. Check that off already, because that happened. They're going after the guns. Check that off. You know that's happening. Take away religion. Any religion, any God, that, check that off, because that's going to happen too. He doesn't mention God. It's National Prayer Day. The man doesn't mention God. That's why on this show, I tell you, I go to church. That's why I say to you, because you're part of the family here, you know, sometimes I'll just take an arbitrary picture of Virgin Mary, for example, and I'll just say that's the month of Mary. May is the month of Mary. And I know it irritates the heck out of the left, and that's why I do it. So let them know we're here, and you know, and let them know we're not going anywhere. I put a cross of Christ right on Twitter, and trust me, sooner than later, Dorsey will take that down. You know he will. Well, you can't do that. How anti-Semites and hateful Islamic fundamentalists could be all over social media, but you know, they got a lop off by the thousands of my followers on Twitter, God forbid. What are we, terrorists, for God's sake? We keep the fight. Joy, thank you. That you're inspiring, and we will keep the fight. Let me go to Susan, guys, if I may. Hi, Susan. Thanks for calling. Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday to you. First, I want to really thank Joy for her comment. It was so important that we all have to get involved. But yeah. The other thing, Joe, is I'm wondering if I could ask you a favor, if you could have a guest on that would really explain what H.R. 1 is about, yes, where it is in Congress, how your listeners can get involved, because all of the frustration we feel, every single thing we're assaulted with one more horrible piece of news, all the things that you talk about all the time, but it all comes down to voter fraud. And unless we know we have secure elections, we can just be complaining into the sky. So I want you to bring on people who explain it, where it is in process, and how your listeners could get involved. Who do they speak to? Because I think that's it. Unless we know that our votes mean something, then I hate to say it, we are lost, at least in this generation.
Yeah, it's a good point. Thank you, Susan. That's why I had John McLaughlin. John McLaughlin gave us in a 10-minute, I was going to say rant, but a 10-minute, you know, vital speech, vital chat. He told us how we are trying to turn around the states that were really robbed from regular voting Americans. And so, but we will. And that H.R. 1, you know what that initiative is? It's to virtually, in a nutshell, to federalize elections so they could run everything and take everything away from the state legislatures. Now the state legislatures are fighting back, and John McLaughlin's leading the way, and Ken Cuccinelli on the show. That's why I have those folks on. But yes, somebody explain it even more so, Susan. You're absolutely right. Hey, Martha, how you doing this morning? Thanks for calling. What's on
Hi,
your mind?
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hi. Well, first of all, have a great trip. Secondly, I just wanted to tell about my experience. I was registered in Washington Heights. I voted there for years as a Democrat, and then I began to see the corruption in the Democrat Party. I went in and voted Republican. The next time I went in to vote, they said, oh, you're not registered here. They had deleted my registration.
Wow, wow.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my Lord. So you said, no, wait, I didn't. What was the response after you protested?
I said, I have voted here for years. What do you mean? Oh, no, you're not listed here. You're not listed here.
Wow.
So I didn't get to vote. This was like over 20 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
I don't live there anymore, but I just felt this story was so relevant for what you've been talking about. Have a great time, Joe.
Thanks, Martha. You're the best. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. I appreciate that very much. Thank you. It's so true. I hear we're talking about the couple in the Upper East Side that I met, and they went, they voted. They said, "Oh, Republican." And the lady working the voting, you know, she goes, "Oh, you're Republican." Ugh. And they probably don't even register it. I think it would. You got to be careful what we say. Listen, what we're trying to do Monday, what Mike Lindell's trying to do, and you know what, they say things about Mike Lindell. I got to tell you, and I'll tell you this because I love you and we're part of this family. is that Mike Lindell is a mathematical genius. I've never seen anybody with numbers or algorithms understand, business the way he does. And that's why he's so incredibly successful. And they keep trying to take him down, and he gets more and more successful. So he wants to build a frank speech. It's a regular platform. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because Apple's going to have the ability to shut it down. Communists are going to be able to, where they make the iPhone, they're going to be able to track the iPhone. But the fight has begun. The revolution in many ways has begun. And it can't be violent. I know people want it. Oh, we got to run. No, you can be smart about it. We have the technology to do it. We have the people. We have the people power to do it. And now we have people stepping up. Everything that I talked about, when I say calm down, we're going to get there. We are going to get there. You know, it's just going to, we have to be smart about it, and we have to be vigilant, and you can't let up, because people are going to let up and they're going to be sheep. And then before you know it, you lose the country, and we ain't going to let that happen. We aren't going to let that happen at all. So we appreciate it. Yeah. 10 minutes before, 10 o'clock, 9:50 right now. Oof. I see the calls, and then we go to traffic. Brandy is with us. Albert, let's go to Brandy on the roads, checking traffic for Debbie Duhame right here on AM 970. The answer.
Stuck in traffic. We've got the answer.
Starting out in New Jersey, a bit of a slow ride on 440 heading over to the Bayonne Bridge. A collision that was blocking all lanes just cleared out of the way. Just a little bit heavy as you make your way across the span. Great ride heading inbound at the George. No complaints both up and down. Inbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels will run you about 5 minutes each. Outbound George roadwork on the upper deck blocking the lane until about 1:30. Slow go heading across the East River at the Throgsneck Bridge. A new traffic pattern on the span moving into Queens. Belt westbound still jammed heading over to Leopards Boulevard. Accident taking out the right lane. It's a solid ride from JFK. BQE westbound, a slow go heading over to the LIE. Another crash there. LIE eastbound collision in the process of being cleared by Queens Boulevard. Still hitting the brakes from around 80th Street. And a lot of extra volume on the Van Wyck northbound approaching Hillside Avenue from Linden Boulevard. Alternate side in effect today, and now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Curtis Sliwa. We can't afford to elect another dope from Park Slope like Bill de Blasio. That's why I'm running for mayor, to support and refund the police and to take back the streets and subways from the criminals. To do that, I need your support to reach our goal by the end of the week. Go right now to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. Your contribution will help save our city at CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Paid for by Curtis Sliwa for Mayor.
The world has changed a lot over this past year. If you are turning 65 or currently on Medicare, Assurance can help you get confidence in knowing you have the health care coverage you need. Chat with a licensed insurance agent for a free, no-obligation Medicare Advantage plan consultation with Assurance at 833-374-0366. That's 833-374-0366 or assurance.com/radio. Together, Assurance can help recommend a Medicare Advantage plan that is right for you.
Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd returns this weekend to its usual half-hour broadcast. This new season will kick off with honored guest, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. As the pandemic crisis was grabbing hold of our city, Senator Schumer was the last guest on the March 13, 2020 edition of Reaching Out. That broadcast received high acclaim and even a special award, the Matt Daugherty and Gwen Wells Award for Excellence in Broadcast Media and Communications from Metro New York's Labor Communications Council for its valuable service at a time when COVID-19 was the subject on everyone's mind. Now in his new leadership role as Senate Majority Leader, you'll hear Senator Schumer talk about the challenges of both the year that was and the years going forward. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd with very special guest, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today with a high of 63. Then rather cloudy tonight. There can be a shower late, though 47. Tomorrow mainly cloudy and quite cool with a few showers in the area, the high 55. Sunday will start with some sun, then clouds return with a little rain arriving late in the day, the high 63. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Joe Lundberg, Joe Piscopo, 954, working our way to Mike Gallagher. I tell you about Route 22 Toyota one last time. You're going to check out that state-of-the-art service center, like, is incredible. Alex Kinsella is there. The entire team is staying safe, wearing masks, socially distancing, fogging vehicles with every service to make sure they're disinfected. You know, at Route 22 Toyota, they are there for you, and they will help out. I'm going to give you the number in a second. But the best thing is you don't have to deal with dummies. You don't go in and deal with dummies. I'm telling you, everybody's gone over to Route 22 Toyota, and they're nice as nice could be. The showroom is spectacular. That state-of-the-art service facility is great. And if you call now, it'll make it easier. If you call, you go 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. Heard you on Joe's show? Heard Big Al went down there? Whole Sister Carol went down there? Captain Frank went down there? What can you do for me? Boom! Qualified buyers, 0% APR financing up to 60 months, zero down leases, 0% interest up to 5 years. Oy, you could be test driving a brand new Toyota with 0% interest, zero down leases. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. I love telling you the good things, you know, that make your life easier. And Route 22 Toyota is it. You want to get a car? You're thinking about getting your car serviced? Please call 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. And it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
What do you say? I make the move? Can I make the move? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Too late?
Don't do it.
Is it? Can we go? We got seconds.
And then
we go. Ralph. We got about 15 seconds. Go, buddy. Go.
I'm gonna do it and do the thing. You know, this whole idea that this country is racist, we're not gonna have a consensus regarding that question. Okay, because we are not a monolithic country. I'll give you an example. If you sample survey Asian black and white in this country, you're going to have a different point of view. And that's what it should be. Because, you know, we live up to the ideas of e pluribus unum, out of many emerged one. That's what we are as a country. That's why, you know, America is an exceptional country. And I'll go to every hilltop and mountaintop to proclaim that. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you. I mean, we're not racist. And Ralph, here's a guy who comes from another country, comes in here, and learns the language, and you know what?
Exactly.
That's what you were waiting for.
All I keep thinking.
I'm serious. I don't care anymore. I don't. How long do we have left?
My grandfather came in. He struggled with this language, but he was a great American.
That's all that counts.
With his teeth. I'm telling you. And we appreciate you being a great American. Joey Sebelia, great show.
Thank you.
I tell you, get some rest on the weekend if you can. Yeah. Albert, thank you. You're off, Al. That's it, buddy. You can go home now. And thank you. Don't fight with the guy with the note on the windshield, please. Just let it go. And Brandy, thank you. In for Debbie Duhaime. Piscopo on the radio. We are coming back Monday. Mike Gallagher's coming up. Do me a favor. Go out and make it the best weekend ever. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, you know.